Now, even the Financial Times is impressed with Ireland's growth figures, with a glowing editorial in today's paper. But as heard on Morning Ireland, the Independent Fiscal Advisory Council has been warning today it's important that government remains prudent. Our national debt is 20% larger than the wealth of the whole economy. Government spending will outstrip revenue by 7 billion euro this year. So, popularity or prudence, is that the choice now facing the government as they prepare the budget? Here's what Communications Minister Alex White told Kieran Shanley about the Fiscal Council's advice this morning.
You listen to advice and then you make decisions based on all of the advice you have, including from the advice from your own people and including advice that is available to us within government and our own projections as to what's going to happen next year. So of course we listen to advice, but it's advice again. Decisions are made by government. And I think that the most important thing is to ensure that we stick to the targets. I mean, we stick to the targets that we were given, very exacting targets to reduce our deficit. I mean, no other country in the Western world has taken 30 billion euro out of its economy in such a short period as we have. Now, we needed to do that, arguably. Certainly, we did have to achieve a huge amount in the last few years. But we've done that, and people have suffered a huge amount. And why would we impose more cuts than are necessary or put up taxes again where they're not necessary in order to achieve those targets? So that's what the government is looking at now in this budget.
That was Communications Minister Alex White talking to Kieran Shanley on Morning Edition this morning. We had Tánaiste Joan Burton saying the government and the Fiscal Council were at one on the idea of an end to boom and bust. So let's talk to our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald now. In all the economic good news, I suppose, Martina, this warning from the Fiscal Council, did it come, do you think, as a bit of cold water?
Well, I think you'd have to say that the Fiscal Advisory Council and the government have been consistent in relation to the advice. The Fiscal Advisory Council from the get-go has been either saying stick to the plan each year or perhaps go a little further. And last year, after the government eased on the adjustment, it said that we may not reach the deficit target as a result of that lowering of the adjustment. So they have been consistently consistent. And the government has also been consistent in, I suppose, not heeding them. But they would argue that they are on the same page in relation to not returning to this boom and bust phase, and we've had mention of this neutral budget.
There's also been mention of Brendan Howling telling the cabinet that there was 600 million on the table. Now, the overrun in health could take 500 million of that easily. And Enda Kenny, of course, he wants a cut on the top rate of income tax. That would take 200. So there's an interesting couple of weeks coming up at cabinet, isn't there, Martina, while they add and subtract from that sum and maybe move a few other pieces around on the table, put a few things up, take a few things down.
That's right, and it should be said that Brendan Howland said 600 million in the best case scenario if everyone stuck to the plan for this year, so to speak. But there's no doubt the intensive round of negotiations with Brendan Howland are going to begin off this week, and each line manager and each in their department is going to try to get the best deal possible. And obviously health, social protection, a little bit of the, you know, easing there this year, and education are the three big spending departments. Now, Leo Varadkar's predecessor, James Riley, was out and about today, and we were asking him about the universal. We were asking him a number of issues, certainly about the advisory council's advice, so to speak. And he said, obviously, they'd listened very carefully. But we also asked him about Leo Varadkar's stance on staving off tough budgetary cuts. And he fudged that. He said he wouldn't be drawn. He said he was concerned about the children's budget. But we finally asked him about the long fingering of universal health insurance, which was one of his key priorities. Mm-hmm. And he said it's up to each minister to set the pace of government policy. But he said he is absolutely convinced that universal health insurance is the right thing to do.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that. Our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald there.